I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Begun at security checkpoints. A busy hour straight ahead. It's 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Just hours before Donald Trump takes the presidential oath of office, thousands are arriving at the National Mall to stake out a place, and protesters are making themselves known at one security checkpoint.
Protesters here at 10th and E blocked security gates for a little while, but it appears the police have pushed them up the block to allow people to get in line. Most of the protesters seem to be focusing on women's issues ahead of tomorrow's Women's March. There is still a solid line of cops behind the protesters, possibly to prevent them from blocking the line again. However, the cops are not in riot gear as they were for protests last night. A few blocks away, it's a much different environment, with more quiet protesters commingling in line with supporters of the new administration. Reviews of Metro seem to be good so far, with frequent enough trains to handle the crowds and parking lots still wide open. In Penn Quarter, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And the Answer Coalition will be protesting near the Navy Memorial Plaza between 7th and 9th Streets.
The reason why we're demonstrating along the inaugural parade route is because we know that this will be where all of the national and international media will be focused on. And we want to show the world that the vast majority of people in the United States do not support Trump's agenda.
Organizer Yasmina Morabit says they're expecting over 20,000 protesters. Several Washington legal organizations are teaming up to offer free legal assistance to any protesters who end up being arrested. They say they'll have lawyers, paralegals, and other staff on hand. Well, many of those arriving in Washington today for the inauguration are coming in by train. Union Station's busy.
We can see that law enforcement already on deck here. They've got their canines, and we've been seeing them kind of throughout Union Station here. On an average day, Union Station police tells me that some 10,000 people pass through here. I mean, you have some folks here just kind of waiting for a train, but they expect the foot traffic today to morph that 10K number that they see on a daily basis.
Correspondent Renee Marsh. And the likelihood of rain today isn't keeping people away.
He did bring rain jackets. He was prepared. Yeah. It's not supposed to be that cold, so we'll be okay.
I was a Boy Scout, so we're prepared.
That couple came all the way from Michigan to see Donald Trump get sworn in as president today. This woman brought her husband, neighbor, and son here from San Diego.
Because you're witnessing history. This has only been done just a handful of times here on the Mall. And I always tell people, doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, if you ever get the opportunity to witness this personally, I said be there.
On the National Mall, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And listen for WMAL live coverage of the inauguration of Donald Trump starting at 11:30 this morning. A North Carolina-style transgender bathroom bill has died in the Virginia General Assembly.
That bill, which would have prevented people from using the bathroom of the opposite sex in government buildings, was introduced by Prince William County Delegate Bob Marshall. He tells WMAL the fight is not over.
I've got a budget amendment that denies to the Attorney General his ability to use any money to attack the Constitution of Virginia. In the Virginia Constitution, it says, Article 1, Section 11, the Bill of Rights, the mere separation of the sexes shall not constitute discrimination.
The bill was being discussed in a subcommittee yesterday when it was killed. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,732, the NASDAQ at 5540. Sports, the Wizards win on the road for just the fifth time in 18 games. The Caps win in St. Louis. College basketball. Ball, the Maryland men and women both win. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, weekdays 3 to 6, The Larry O'Connor Show. Larry, live and local.
We talk about everything. There are no rules, so bring it.
The Larry O'Connor Show. Now, weekdays 3 to 6 on WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Get clean carpets for the new year. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Light volume around the region as expected. So no problems on 270 between Frederick and the Beltway. From Maryland 95, though, still have a little bit of volume due to a crash northbound on I-95 north of Route 32. Looks like that now to the shoulder. So it's going to be some of the residual delays just to ease that out. Southbound 95, though, wide open and no delays past 32. And continuing down through to the Capitol Beltway. Remember, if you are heading in toward town, two-way traffic on Canal Road and on Rock Creek Parkway. Stretch of Rock Creek Parkway that is open between Connecticut Avenue and Virginia Avenue. Lots of closures. They're set up in town, as expected there. 3rd, 9th, and 12th Street tunnels are closed. No problems to report as we're heading around the Beltway. We'll go right now into Alexandria. Huntington Avenue at Telegraph Road still closed due to a crash. Update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running a pretty decent rain risk today. Most of it will be light. Clouds already gathering. Showers 9, 10 o'clock until about 1. That's our best chance. And still a threat later, 49. Tonight, cloudy 45. Cloudy and mild tomorrow, 57. It's going to rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Leesburg, 36 in Bethesda, 41 degrees in Washington. The nation's 45th president takes the oath of office in just 4 hours. Listen to WMAL's live coverage of the inauguration of Donald Trump starting at 11:30 this morning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. That means it's 3 hours and 52 minutes until Barack Obama's term as an office is over and Donald Trump becomes the 45th president of the United States. 3 hours, 52 minutes. T-minus 3 hours, 52 minutes. I love my countdown clock. Listen, coming up a little bit later, in about 30 minutes, we're going to talk to Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. Also, there is some shoving and pushing that has started around some of the security checkpoints. Our man, Steve Burns, is on the scene, and as soon as he can get to a safe place where he can talk a little better, we will have Steve Burns on with us. I'm Brian Wilson. Joining us here today in studio, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, and a good day to have a police officer here with us to talk about some of the things that are going on. And here's my question for you, and I want you to get on the line and tell me what you think. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Do you believe that the police should be told they cannot turn on their body cams? And apparently they have been told, by and large, your body cams are to remain off. And I don't understand this policy at all. So if you have a strong feeling about this, and I'll explain why I feel so strongly about it here in just a moment. The number is 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Okay, so the idea is that the ACLU complained that they do not want the protesters surveilled by these cameras. That it is not against the law to have a peaceful demonstration. And therefore, they said, you cannot turn on the body cams. And the police agreed to this. The police leadership agreed to this. I think that's a huge mistake. I think there is no expectation of privacy on a public street. The Supreme Court has so ruled. If you're on a public street, it's fair game for you to be videotaped. The police are allowed to turn on their cameras, their body cameras, if things start to go ugly. In other words, if it moves from protest to crime or any kind of criminal activity or you violate the law, then they are allowed to turn on. But here's the thing. Would you remember in that moment? If you turn it on after the crime begins, you've just missed evidence. You've missed crucial evidence. And first and foremost, here's the other thing. You own those cameras. You, the taxpayer, paid for these cameras to be placed on these police officers who are there to protect you. And you have the right, I think, to know who the bad actors are in real time, not after the fact and miss the evidence. Another thing is that the police officers, you can be darn sure, are going to be on camera, as every protester will have their cell phone camera on pointed at the police. I say even it up. I say let them turn on their body cams, and it was a huge mistake for them to ever agree otherwise. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Rod, you're a former police officer. I guess these body cams came after you left the force.
Right.
But you've talked to police officers about this.
That's right. Either, you know, they need to make up their mind. Either they want the cops to have the body cameras or they don't. Now, the taxpayers have paid for a number of body cameras that police officers wear, but to tell the police officers to turn the body cameras off at a demonstration is just absolutely ridiculous. And the ACLU is really pushing this. Now, why are they pushing this? Because they're saying that people have a right to protest and not be identified during the protest. But at the same time, now, this is important, the ACLU has just recently come out with an app, Brian, and get a load of this. They just came out with an app that they're supplying for free to all the protesters that automatically records any interaction that the protester has with the police. So you don't even have to press the record button on your phone. All you have to do is cue up that app, and then automatically your phone starts recording, and guess who recovers that video?
The ACLU video
goes directly to the ACLU.
Oh, so the police officers are getting their video fed to the ACLU in real time.
That's right.
But the police officers can't turn on their cameras.
Can't do it.
Until they see something that they believe. And here's the other thing. If you're a police officer and you witness somebody who's acting badly and you need to step in and do it, do you remember to turn on your camera?
No.
You might not, because your most urgent priority is protect the public.
Right.
That, and protect yourself, by the way.
That's right.
And so you might not remember to do so. And when you do remember, the moment has passed.
That's right.
The evidence is gone.
It's gone.
And it's lost. And we have the right to know what these people who have not come to town under the banner of being protesters, but have come into this town under the banner of being disruptors, I think we have a right to know what they're up to. And I think the police cams should be on. What do you think about it? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Gary in Virginia, you're on with Brian, and today it's Rod Wheeler. Hello, Gary.
Hello.
You're on. Go ahead. Tell us what you think.
I was just telling your screener that just goes to show how stupid the Criminal Liberties Union is, because with the body cameras turned off, potentially exculpatory evidence could also be missed.
Yes, absolutely. You're right about that. Doug in Manassas, you're on with Brian and Rod Wheeler this morning. What do you think there, Doug?
Hey, good morning. I just want, you know, if you think about it, every second counts in these emergency-type situations.
Yes.
You really want, as something's going down, the police officer to be fumbling around to try to turn on his camera while, you know, something's going down.
Doug, you're exactly right, and that's the point that I was trying to make earlier. As a law enforcement officer, I can tell you, and I've been in many situations like this, when situations occur, they happen right then and there, and you're trying to defuse that situation. And you know what, Doug? It could be a situation where you may even have to use lethal force. You're not going to worry about, oh, wait a minute, I got to turn my camera on, because now I'm supposed to turn the camera on after the situation occurs. So it's the most ridiculous law I've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean, it's also ridiculous from the standpoint are there are security cameras everywhere along the parade.
Right.
No doubt, right?
Right.
Well, what are those being used for? For security, to make sure that nothing gets out of hand, to identify what's going on in a hurry. Why would it be wrong then for the frontline people to be able to protect themselves by turning on their cameras so that there is an, I mean, I think most police officers, I mean, and maybe initially they were a little worried about it. Most police officers that I know have come to embrace the technology because it's gotten their bacon out of the fat a number of times.
Well, we have to, Brian. We have to embrace that technology because everybody on the street now has a cell phone camera. A cop can't do anything out there on the street anymore without somebody recording it. So why not give the police officer that same opportunity to record the event himself? Because I'll tell you, when people use their cell phone cameras and they record things and they upload them to YouTube and these other websites, trust me when I tell you, they're only uploading the portion that they want you to see.
It's selectively edited.
Oh, absolutely.
We need a full record of what actually happened.
That's
and the
right.
way you get that is to leave the cameras on.
That's right.
Absolutely. James in Linden, Virginia, you're on with Brian and Rod Wheeler this morning.
How you doing, sir?
Doing fine.
Good. I wanted to tell you some things about these cameras. The only reason, they wanted to turn them off is so they can do what they want to do. In a public place, anybody can use a camera. In a public, there's no expectation of privacy.
Well, exactly.
And a lot of police departments have general orders that say we have to inform the person that we have a camera and we have to turn it on before we turn it on.
I'm sorry, we're losing you there, James, but I get your point is taken, well taken. Listen, the Supreme Court has ruled if you're on a public street, there is no expectation of privacy. You know, you can argue whether that's right or wrong, but that's the law.
Right.
That's the law of the land as determined by the highest court of the land.
Right.
And I don't understand why police have to unilaterally surrender their right to protect themselves by being told, do not turn on the cameras. And now the police officer has to think, well, does this meet the standard that the supervisor told me? Or am I going to get in trouble if I turn on this camera? You don't want a cop thinking about that.
Or what if you forget to turn on a camera?
Yeah,
you forget to turn on a camera, then you're up on departmental charges as well.
Why didn't you turn on your camera?
Exactly.
You can't win.
Either you want the cameras on or you don't.
Yeah, it is 8:15 on WML. More of your calls straight ahead. Time now for traffic and weather for 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Other than working our way in through town, light volume around the region. Maryland, the 95, we had a crash. We have some lingering delays, though, so I do want to give you a heads up. If you're heading northbound on I-95, heading north of Laurel, do watch some of those brake lights just north of 216, and again between 32 and 175, crash on the shoulder. For southbound 95, great between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Beltway looks fantastic. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, had a little bit of volume heading up toward Dower House Road. Crews checked. Looks like lanes have been open if there was something in the way there. Huntington Avenue, Telegraph Road still closed with repairs from a crash that brought down a utility pole. Metro stations today that are closed. Pentagon Station, Smithsonian, Federal Triangle, Archives, and Mount Vernon Square. Stadium Armory is an entry-only station. They're bringing a lot of buses, a lot of commuters over to Stadium Armory to get into the station. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to rain. In fact, I've been told that a few drops of rain are already being felt down in the central part of the city. The chance of rain today is 70%. The peak of that chance comes about straight up noon as Donald Trump is taking the oath of office. High today, 49. You can take tote umbrellas. The little tiny collapsible umbrellas are okay, except in the ticketed areas. But otherwise, if you bring a big umbrella, you're going to be told to throw it away. Don't do it. High today of 49. Tonight, down around 45. Tomorrow, 57. Looks like it's going to be a cloudy but nice day tomorrow. And then on Sunday, more rain. Temperatures in the low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, 43 degrees. It's 8:18 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
If you're on the line right now and you want to talk about this body camera thing, hold on. But here's an example of what we're talking about. Steve Burns, our intrepid WMAL reporter, is down there in the mall right now. We're already, the pushing and shoving has started. Steve, tell us what you've seen.
Yeah, guys, it's a lot different from when we last spoke. At 7th and, I make that 8th, 10th and E, protesters blocked the security line for a good amount of time, not allowing anyone in. I got here just in time to see police pull out pepper spray as they work to clear a path for people to get in. The protesters are still here. It's kind of an interesting atmosphere because a band showed up as well, and now there's a lot of dancing. but the path has been cleared. One of the lanes is blocked by protesters still. One of the lanes is blocked by police, and you have to make a case to the police that you want to genuinely get in line for security and go to the inauguration, and you're not a protester that's looking to gum things up further before they let you in.
All right, so you say you have seen pepper spray deployed this morning?
Yes, that happened about 10 minutes ago, and there are some small scuffles breaking out every couple minutes, too, between protesters and police. And the bigger one did require pepper spray.
And how ugly has it gotten?
I wouldn't say it's entirely too ugly. I mean, there are more protesters showing up right now, and if you're a person looking to come here just to go through security and onto the mall, this probably isn't the checkpoint you want to go to here on 10th and E. The one a few blocks east at 7th and E is probably a little more peaceful at this point.
And again, the protesters and the Trump supporters are going into the public areas on the mall together, right?
Right. Some of the protesters at the other checkpoint were a little quieter. They brought their signs onto the line, but there were no confrontations here, like we're seeing here. Here, it's just a very large group of protesters specifically blocking the line, looking to make a mess of things. So it's a much different atmosphere depending on which checkpoint you go to.
Hey, Steve, let me ask you real quick. This is Rod. Are the protesters forming human daisy chains? Is that how they're stopping individuals from going across the checkpoint?
There is a group of protesters in one of the lanes that has tied themselves together with purple rope.
Yep.
These other protesters, it's just a large group of people that's looking to block the line. They haven't formed a chain, per se. It's just a large group.
Okay, great.
All right, well, listen, Steve, be safe. Again, what he's reporting is pushing, shoving, blockades attempted. Pepper spray has been deployed. Police have taken the situation and have it under control, but it is a little difficult to get into the area where the inaugural will be witnessed, the inauguration will be witnessed. So be aware of that. Now, we were just talking about this whole thing, about the cameras and whether or not the police should be allowed to turn on the cameras. I hope that they decided this was an occasion in which the cameras should be turned on.
They don't know. And it's unclear. I mean, is this the type of situation that you record or no? Remember, if you turn on your camera and you're not supposed to turn on your camera, you could be up on departmental charges as well.
Mark is down there in the area now and says he's an executive for a police department working with the D.C. police today. Can you explain why this policy is in place, Mark?
Yeah, with multiple agencies coming in from all over to help out. One big reason we had many discussions about this, predominantly the police are in favor of wearing it, but with all of the different agencies, the different union contracts, it comes down to a legality. So with the street cameras and the cameras elsewhere, the decision was made to not muddy up the works so that one agency has cameras and another one doesn't. So that's really where it came down to. There's plenty of recordings that will be available in the event that there's things that go on.
Yeah, but there's nothing better than getting one from the point of view with the officer so you can actually hear what's being said and what
Absolutely.
Kind of things actually occurred.
And I agree wholeheartedly, and predominantly the rest of us agree, but it came down to something happened and it became a lawsuit or a use of force issue in the camera. There's so many agencies that are still looking into it. From the perspective of storage data and everything, that would just be a tremendous burden on the agencies that have come in to help.
Well, listen, I really feel your pain here, and I think this was a really bad decision. And it came from pressure from the ACLU. And this is one of those cases where sometimes I agree with the ACLU, not always.
Right.
I do not agree with them on this one.
No, I don't.
Not
either.
At all.
Yeah.
822 on WMAL. More of your calls straight ahead.
Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at noon.
The new year is here, and I want to have a heart-to-heart talk with you about your heart, and about your stomach, and about your colon, and about all your major internal organs. Yeah, I'm talking about a virtual physical. Why haven't you had yours? I had mine. Now it's your turn. The virtual physical scan detects plaque in your heart and arteries, which can lead to heart attacks and stroke. It can spot small tumors in your body long before you start to exhibit any of the symptoms. And you know, if you catch it early, you have a much better chance of doing something about it. You have a chance for a good outcome if you catch it soon. Is this the year for your colonoscopy? The virtual colonoscopy is less invasive and just as effective as traditional colonoscopy and requires no sedation. Start off the new year right. Make an appointment today, 301-984-9009. For those of you that still have flex spending dollars, use them before you lose them. Call right now, 301-984-9009. Ask about their WMAL listener special. The number again, 301-984-9009. Visit online at virtualphysical.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
It's that time of year when the Braves stand up to Old Man Winter. And the rest of us? Turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. No, you've got a house to paint and a bathroom to update. So paint over those fingerprints on the den wall and bring that powder room into the 21st century. And it all starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer. Now starting at just $17.98 and up to 40% off select vanities and bath products. Let's get this party started with Lowe's. U.S. only while supplies last. Bath offer ends 3/19/17.
Make your home look better. The remaining inventory from Pooshan Oriental Rugs will be liquidated for 19 to 29 cents on the dollar. New or antique, hand-knotted, small to palace sizes for only a fraction of the cost. Pooshan Oriental Rugs is located at 5526 Nicholson Lane, North Bethesda. Call 301-230-0538 for more details. Open Monday through Sunday, 301-230-0538. Liquidators are in town. There's never been a better time to purchase from Pooshan Showrooms.
Call straight ahead right now. It's 8:25 on WMAL, where traffic and weather is every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, I've been getting pretty positive feedback from commuters and people that are tweeting that Metro Rail has been a good ride for them this morning. Just a reminder, some of the stations that are closed today will be the Pentagon Station, Smithsonian, Federal Triangle, Archives, and Mount Vernon Square. And until about 10:30, some of the D.C. stations are exit only, and the station Armory is entry. Only they're bringing a lot of buses, a lot of commuters in on buses and dropping them off at Stadium Armory. Just a note and a reminder, also Canal Road is carrying two-way traffic today. They're still dealing with some signal issues with Canal Road and Arizona Avenue. And Rock Creek Parkway, you can't get past Virginia Avenue, but the stretch that's open between Virginia Avenue and Connecticut Avenue, that too is carrying two-way traffic. Update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, helping women understand their risk factors and unique symptoms for heart disease and offering the comprehensive treatments to meet their needs. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/womenshearts. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For Inauguration Day, we do have some wet weather. It doesn't look like it's going to rain all that hard, but showers are the forecast. Best chance is going to be late morning into the early afternoon, right in time for swearing in, 49 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 40 degrees. It's 8:27 on WMAL. We're talking about this decision that was made by law enforcement agencies that police officers who were in town and police officers that work in this town will not use their body cameras unless things get ugly. And I think this is a huge mistake. And by the way, the ACLU should know that they do not speak for all taxpayers.
That's right.
They do not speak for me, and they do not speak for the people who paid for these cameras.
That's right.
And a lot of people want the police to not have to unilaterally, disarm in this particular case, that they need that protection that comes with having their body cameras on.
You're exactly right, Brian, and that's why I think it's important that, look, either they want the cops to have the cameras on or they don't. The taxpayers have already spoken. They said they want the police to be equipped with that technology.
That's right.
And so let them wear the technology. Let them cut it on. Again, the ACLU is saying, no. Why? Because they don't want the faces of some protesters recorded. Now, why is that? If the protesters are legal at what they're doing and they're
no
not
problem.
Disrupting anything,
no.
Then it shouldn't be a problem.
It's 8:28 on WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Are you retired or soon will be? Is your will up to date? Don't want to leave a mess for your family to clean up? I'm Attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SOFT. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SOFT.
Well, it's starting to heat up down there between the police and the protesters. We'll have the Larry latest on that. And when we come back, we'll talk to Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. It is now 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Just a few hours before the Donald Trump inauguration, police have a tough job ahead at one security checkpoint downtown as they try to keep order between protesters and inauguration attendees.
Police pulled out pepper spray in order to clear a path through protesters for people to get in the security line. They're now standing shoulder to shoulder, keeping those protesters contained. Other demonstrators have sat down in the middle of a security line and tied themselves with purple rope. Police are doing their best to weed out protesters from people who just want to get through security. Most signs and chants here focusing on women's issues. In Penn Quarter, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
So far, no problems reported on Metro.
Metro trains running smoothly at this hour. For security reasons, several stations are closed all day, including Archives, Federal Triangle, Pentagon, Smithsonian, and Mount Vernon Square stations. They are all closed. Peak fares are in effect today, with Metro running trains at near rush hour service levels. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump is at church this morning before heading over to the White House to be welcomed by the Obamas. Correspondent Phil Mattingly.
This is tradition. Ever since 1933 with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, every president but one has held a worship service in advance of their inauguration before that coffee or tea with President Obama and Michelle Obama.
He and the First Lady will host the Trumps and the Pences here at the White House for a tea reception that takes place at around 9:30. And then the Trumps and the Obamas head up to the Capitol together. They ride together. That's a tradition that dates back to 1837 with Martin Van Buren and Andrew Jackson.
Correspondent Athena Jones. Listen for WMAL live coverage of the inauguration of Donald Trump starting at 11:30 this morning. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,732, the Nasdaq at 55.40. Sports, the Wizards win in New York. The Caps win in St. Louis. College basketball wins for both the Maryland men and women. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's a new year, and everything is different. Will your financial future still be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Come learn what you need to know in my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll discover how to get the most from your IRAs and your retirement accounts at work. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and how to protect and distribute your assets to your heirs exactly how you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Alexandria Tuesday, February 7th, McLean Wednesday, February 8th, both at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestellman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Your doctor said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought.
What if, instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound, ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Call 844-334-3064 or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. S-O-N-O-S-P-I-N-E surgery.com. S-O-N-O-S-P-I-N-E surgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound spine surgery at Sonospine.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-9082.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-500-9082. That's 1-800-500-9082.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Alexandria, reminder, in case you didn't hear, we have a closure. Huntington Avenue and Telegraph Road, an accident that brought down a utility pole and wires. So Fairfax police expect several more hours for that closure. If you need to get to the Huntington Metro Station, what does work for you off of Telegraph Road is North Kings Highway, and then you can do the workaround, or off of Route 1 Richmond Highway over to Huntington Avenue. Those are some options for you. Beltway is in great shape. Maryland, Virginia, we have light volume, of course. We're all focused on getting in and around through town. Closures are in place. 3rd Street, 9th Street, 12th Street tunnels, those are closed. The Southeast Southwest Freeway, though, is open. The main lines of the 14th Street Bridge into town open. The HOV lane of the 14th Street Bridge, the HOV Bridge, closed. The Key Bridge in and out of Georgetown, that is open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of our rain between about, I'd say, 10 and 1, 49. Tonight, cloudy 45. Saturday, cloudy 57. And some decent rain coming in on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Dumfries, 37 in Germantown, 42 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
It is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. Brian Wilson and Rod Wheeler in today. Good day to have Rod Wheeler, and former homicide detective, as we are having a lot of police activity already this morning. Joining us on the line is Brett Baer, anchor of Special Report on the Fox News Channel, and by the way, author of a new book you should read, 3 days in January, Dwight Eisenhower's Final Mission. Brett, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So you're on the way in right now?
I am. We are snaking our way through the closed roads and trying to get to our studio, which is the setup in the middle of Mong.
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious. I mean, what are you seeing down there as you drive in? I mean, how difficult is it to move around?
Well, it's just you have to go different ways. There's some streets blocked off. I haven't seen much protest activity or anything yet, but it's just taking a little while to get down there.
Well, we have heard from our reporters on the scene that the protests and the attempt to blockade the checkpoints has started to happen in some places, and there's been some shoving and some tear gas, so be careful. All right, so inauguration coverage today starts for you guys at what time?
So we'll obviously have coverage all day, and Fox and Friends, it goes into Bill and Shannon, but Martha take over coverage at 10:45 a.m. and we'll go all the way till 5 p.m. So it'll be a long time in the saddle without break. We're going to try to let it breathe a lot today so that people can hear the natural sound and the sights and sounds of the 45th president getting sworn in.
You know, that's an important thing, isn't it? I mean, I think you and I both learned at the hand of the master on that one with Britt.
Exactly.
Britt Hume, this was a big thing for him, to always let the event carry itself. That really, the constant chatter you hear on some of the channels, people want to hear the event sometimes.
Yes, a lot of times, especially in big events. And, you know, listen, we're going to have the analysis afterwards. We're going to have Charles Krauthammer. We're going to have Laura Ingram. We're going to have Steve Hilton, who's been great. We're going to have all of these people after. But during the event itself, you want to hear the pomp and circumstance. You want to hear the natural sound. You want to hear the U.S. Army, the U.S. Marine Corps band. You want to experience it. And, you know, I'm not saying we're going to be C-SPAN, but we are really going to try hard to let people feel that at home, because it is about the office. It is about
right. The
transfer of power.
That's right. And as you're speaking right now, the motorcade carrying Donald Trump to church this morning over at, what is it, St. John's?
St. John's.
Yeah, St. John's is now moving that direction. So you may see some of the streets get locked down even more.
By the way, that's the Church of the Presidents.
Yes, it is.
Presidents as far back as James Madison have worshipped there. And it's been tradition that you have a prayer service on Inauguration Day.
Hey, Brett, there's going to be a lot taking place today, as we all know. Tomorrow's going to be a little bit different. We have the Women's March tomorrow. How different, in your opinion, do you think tomorrow will be from today? Not only just from the perspective of people coming down to protest, but, I mean, even those folks that's just coming just to be a part of the event.
Yeah. Well, I think, Rod, it'll send a signal. I mean, I think that the protesters are making their voices heard. Some are obviously here to cause trouble. Others are saying, you know, they just disagree with the policies. And, you know, it runs the gamut when you talk to those protesters. I'm sure I'll talk to some on my way in here. And I think, you know, the hope is that, that it's peaceful and that we get to this Monday, where it starts this new administration, and then see what happens. I mean, there'll be plenty of time to be critical if you know, the thing goes off the rails. But I think there are many Democrats saying, you know what, let's see how it goes. Let's see where we can work with them.
What about those Democrats in the House? Some almost 70 of them now have decided they're not going to participate.
Yeah. Well, I think that's, for some of them, dangerous. Some of them, Donald Trump won their district. And, you know, a lot of them, however, are safe. They're safe seats, and they don't, they're making a stand. They're trying to fire up their base. And they're standing on principle. But you ask them questions, and they don't get to the place that John Lewis gets, that he believes that Donald Trump is not a legitimate president. They come short of that, and yet they are standing in protest.
Yeah, I just wonder how it's going to play out for them politically going forward. Do you know anything about, have they had to rearrange the seats on the platform or anything like that, given the fact that there are going to be about 70 people who were going to be there who are no longer going to be there?
Right.
Right. We don't know. I think staff members are going to take those seats, but we've been calling offices to find out how that's going to work. Laura Ingram and a number of other groups wanted to put wounded warriors in those seats.
Yeah, wouldn't that have been nice?
And I just don't think it could turn around.
No, I don't. The security-wise, it'd be hard to set that all up in short order. Well, it's an interesting time that we find ourselves in right now. Any sense of what the speech is going to be like today?
Well, I had some talks on background. I think it's going to be, you know, that theme of America First, but one in which unity drives the day. I think it's going to be more philosophical than practical. I think it'll be more 30,000 feet. Harken to Reagan's speech, maybe a little touch of Kennedy, and really an effort to reach out to say, you know, I'm just like these other people who've been at this lectern.
And beyond, you know, what we can't predict in the way of protest, any surprises expected today?
Well, I think it's going to go according to plan. I mean, it's the question really is if Donald Trump stays to script, and
that's what I was going to ask. Yeah,
I think that's the biggest question. If I think it'll track more with election night, than with last night on the Lincoln Memorial. I think it'll track more with him on the teleprompter and delivering a message that is carefully crafted.
All right. Well, listen, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel, it is a pleasure to have you here with us this morning.
Thank you for the support of the book. It opened up, debuted at number 2. On the New York Times.
Well, we are happy to do that, and it's a good read. I've read the synopsis. I'm hoping to get a hold of a copy before long.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brett. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Brett.
Take care, Brett.
All right. See ya.
It is now 8:44 on WMAL.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SOFT. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SOFT.
There's never been a better time to shop Riccardi Clothiers in Georgetown. Riccardi brings you the finest selection of Italian designs and fabrics. For a limited time, Super 150 suits, usually $1,230, now $599. Get ready for inaugural black tie events with a tuxedo and accessories from Riccardi at half off. You won't find a better selection of Italian silk ties in D.C., normally $100 each, now three for $100. Riccardi's in Georgetown at the corner of Wisconsin and O Street. 202-338-5300 or RiccardiClothier.com.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, no delays on 66 pushing out of Manassas up through to the Beltway. However, if you need to exit from eastbound 66 onto the southbound side of the Fairfax County Parkway 286, they've stopped that exit ramp right now because of a crash. At the bottom of the ramp, somebody's overturned, so a bit of activity there. If you need to get down to Lee Highway 66 eastbound, you can bail early and use 28 to Lee Highway or beyond 50 down to Lee Highway. So a couple options for you there. Inside the Beltway, you can get onto the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, but just as far as the E Street Expressway. That's your detour point, their closure point, I should say. We have lots of closures in town in place, which we've been expecting. 3rd Street, 9th Street, 12th Street tunnels are closed. Also, the Memorial Bridge closed to foot traffic only. Around the Beltway, nice and quiet. Maryland 95 north of 32, the crash gone, and so are the delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Radar showing the showers. Model guidance says we'll get here about 10, 11 o'clock. They'll come in southwest to northeast. And anytime, I'd say after 9, we'll start seeing some of those showers get into the area. They'll continue through noon and probably linger into the afternoon. Most of our rain between about, I'd say, 10 and 1, 49. Tonight, cloudy 45. Saturday, cloudy 57. And some decent rain coming in on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital in northwest Washington, it's now 40 degrees. It's 8:47.
Your heating system is working hard just to keep up with these cold temperatures. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any heating repair. That's huge savings. Don't be left out in the cold. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
It's 8:47 on WMAL. This was probably a very difficult thing for Donald Trump to have to do. The president-elect had to give up his Android phone, Rod Wheeler. You know, his Android phone apparently is something he carries with him.
Right.
He's sort of proud of the fact that people who have his number, he calls, he answers. He talks
and he knows
to
how to tweet.
And he knows how to use, that's what he uses to tweet on. But apparently, because he is now about to become the leader of the free world, and the things that are go across his cell phone are of very interest to other agencies around the world who want to monitor the president, he's been told he had to give up the Android, and I assume it's going to be replaced with the same kind of phone that President Obama had, which was an iPhone, I understand, with special secret upgrades.
Yeah, but as long as it has the tweeting ability, I think President Trump will be okay with that.
Yeah, I don't know if he's gotten the app installed and everything's ready to go. We may not hear much from him today, given that fact. I mean, so many things are changing now. Right. Now, everywhere he goes, he'll be in a motorcade. Everywhere he goes, he'll have Secret Service. Everywhere he goes, there's this little guy that follows him around with a suitcase that has the nuclear launch codes in it.
Yep.
I mean, all of that stuff is going to change for him. Right now, the president-elect has moved from Blair House, directly across the street from the White House, to St. John's for a church service. Then the plan is later today, they will move back to Blair House and then walk across the street to the White House. And there they will have tea with the Clintons. At some point before the inaugural, 11:30 or so, they will get into the limo. I think there's a new limo today.
It's a Cadillac. Yeah,
it's a brand new upgraded limo.
Yeah.
And Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and the Trumps will get in the car together, and they will go together, as is tradition, all the way to the Capitol.
Right.
And then it all begins, and it's all meticulously back-timed to the point where at straight up noon we are actually hearing the oath of office.
That's right.
And they are the timing on this thing is so critical. I mean, sometimes it's been a few seconds early or a few seconds late, but really the transfer of power effectively takes place at straight up noon.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of people are wondering real quickly, what should they do going back to the weather issue as far as the rain is concerned?
Yeah.
Well, here's one other thing. If you're undecided and you're not sure whether or not your umbrella type is going to work for you, the recommendation is to wear a parka.
Yeah.
Just wear a parka and you don't have to worry about
slicker.
It. Leave the umbrellas at home.
I used to carry a slicker with me everywhere I went. One of those poncho slickers.
Is that what it's called? A slicker?
That's what I would call it. A parka to me is like a heavy winter coat. But one way or the other.
Or a poncho.
A poncho, there you go.
A poncho. Yeah.
One way or the other, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to get rain. I've been looking at my weather app here this morning, and it looks like the greatest chance of rain in the D.C. area comes right about straight up noon.
12 noon, yep.
Yeah, about straight up. So that's the way it's going to be, and so you need to be prepared for that. Some light rain already being felt in some areas. And as we heard, I want you to know from Steve Burns, our intrepid WML reporter on the scene there this morning, there have been some attempts to close down some of the security checkpoints.
Right.
The protesters have chained themselves in some areas. In other areas, they've had to use tear gas to clear them out. Not tear gas. Pepper spray. To clear them out.
Yep.
And there have been some scuffles. But by and large, people are being allowed to enter the area and go through security checkpoints. And the police, when this starts to happen, seem to very quickly get it under control. So I only mention this because I know some people are a little nervous about going.
Right.
I can tell you that so far, when the protesters have tried to act up, the police are on it big time.
Yeah, and they shut it down pretty quickly, Brian.
It is 8:50 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
As 2017 really gets underway, take a moment to think about what you're grateful for. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Feeling grateful leads to important health benefits, like increased happiness, better health outcomes, even improved sleep quality. And now new research out of Cornell finds we feel more gratitude for what we've done rather than what we have. The study's lead author says one reason for this increased gratitude may be because experiences trigger fewer social comparisons as compared to material possessions. You feel better about your own circumstances. They found that thinking about a meaningful experiential purchase caused participants to behave more generously toward others than when they thought about a material purchase. It suggests that the benefits of experiential consumption apply not only to the consumer of these purchases, but to others in their orbit as well. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build. ZipRecruiter.com/build.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head, and just over $30,000. That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. Optima Tax Relief. They're the best in the business.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
People with special needs need to get around differently. That's why we created Reach-A-Ride for people like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, get to school or office, or would just like to do some shopping, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that will get you there. Reach-A-Ride. At reacharide.org, easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Need a little extra help? No worries. Reach-A-Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to go with Reach-A-Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call at reacharide.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Estamos en español. También en richaride.org.
It's 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Light volume around the region is what we expected. We do have, obviously, lots of closures throughout the district. The 3rd Street, 9th Street, 12th Street tunnels are closed. 14th Street Bridge, the main bridge is open. Southeast-Southwest Freeway is open. The HOV Bridge, though, that's closed for the day. Metro Rail, we're doing okay. I'm getting a lot of positive feedback with Metro Rail. The stations that are closed today, Pentagon, Smithsonian, Federal Triangle Archives in Mount Vernon Square. And a heads up on 66. No delay from Manassas and Centerville, but the exit coming off of eastbound 66 to the southbound Fairfax County Parkway closed with a crash. Update brought to you by Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information, free shipping, 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running a pretty decent rain risk today. Most of it will be light. Clouds already gathering. Showers 9, 10 o'clock until about 1. That's our best chance. And still a threat later, 49. Tonight, cloudy 45. Cloudy and mild tomorrow, 57. It's going to rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 40 degrees, 8:56.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up. You're going to be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you. So you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With two-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start! Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at comcast.com/service.
Don't wait until spring to replace your roof. Winter is the slowest time of year for roofing companies, and that means you can take advantage of big savings. New Look Home Design is offering 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off all materials. Have your roof replaced before the damage gets more expensive. Take advantage of this limited-time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
Make your home look better. The remaining inventory from Pooshan Oriental Rugs will be liquidated for 19 to 29 cents on the dollar. Newer antique, hand-knotted, small to palace sizes for only a fraction of the cost. Pooshan Oriental Rugs is located at 5526 Nicholson Lane, North Bethesda. Call 301-230-0538 for more details. Open Monday through Sunday, 301-230-0538. Liquidators are in town. There's never been a better time to purchase from Pooshan Showrooms.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Well, we got about 3 hours for President Obama to remain president, and we see the oath of office thing. And I'd like to say thank you very much, Rod Wheeler, for joining us here this morning. Greatly, greatly appreciated. Here's Chris Plant.
Hey, how about that? Today, at last. Here it is.
At last.
It's absolutely crazy, isn't it? The violence last night went completely uncovered by CNN, completely uncovered by MSNBC, completely uncovered by the Washington Post, who I suppose are part and parcel of the violent mob that is out there. But pay no attention to that. They are small in number. They are few. And we'll have a few things on that. And I want to hear what you want to hear from...
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.